Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the Volpe update. He's got to make the team. All right, everybody knows that, so we're not going to beat that to a bloody pulp. But I saw something. Well, first of all, what he did yesterday, stole another base, ripped a bullet to left. He's just really good. And we know he should make the team. I really believe he's going to. But we've discussed that a lot. I wanted to push it in a little bit of a different direction for a moment. So I saw an article today. I don't even know who wrote it. I just glanced at it. And it was a former Major League scout comparing Anthony Volpe to Dustin Pedroia. Really good Boston Red Sox player. Won an MVP. He had a 200-plus hit season. Was in the middle of a lot of Red Sox success. Really good player. But I don't agree at all with the physical profiling, the comparison. First of all, and again, Pedroia, he was a nuisance to us. He was a really good player. I respect him big time, even though he was a Red Sox. You got to respect him. But he played 14 years. He had 140 home runs, right? He had 1 year where he had 20-plus or more.
Yep.
He's 5'9", which means he's probably 5'8 and a half. And he's listed at 170.
Yeah.
Volpe's already 5'11", 180. He's going to be 190 easy. And if he plays second, he very well could get up to 195.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that.
Yeah, just he feels...
I see more.
He feels stouter. He feels more muscular.
Yep.
And I never felt... I vaguely remember Pedroia. I wasn't following baseball as closely back then. But he felt like a utility small player who could do everything, right? He was smart. He was your quintessential baseball player.
He was a good ball player.
But never a power hitter. And maybe this is just the hype that Volpe has been getting ever since he came in as one of the top prospects in baseball. I've always felt like he's projecting to be a power hitter. And if there is a reason that he was going to have an edge this season over Peraza at shortstop, it was because of his bat. He just gives you that extra pop that you kind of just want. And Pedroia's an interesting, maybe defensive comparison, but I don't know if it's the right offensive comparison.
I didn't feel it. You know, just to give you a little bit more, imagine, let's push this forward, big time forward with Volpe. Now, from the age of 24, so I'll take out the first 2 years where he's kind of feeling his way, from the age of 24 to 32, then he got banged up, missed a lot of time, and he was done. Unfortunately for Pedroia early, really 32 was his last big year. Imagine, so from 24 to 32, imagine if Anthony Volpe did this. 17 home runs, 15, 12, 21, 15, 9, 7, 12, 15.
We'd say
he was a complete, not a bust because he played a lot, but wasn't what he was supposed to be.
I feel like that's
good enough.
I feel like that's more Peraza because he'd be a great defensive player, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the assumption. You're assuming he's a great defensive player and win some gold gloves or something. But hitting like that, 17, 20 home runs.
I'd be so disappointed. I mean, as a rookie.
That would be Peraza to me, not Volpe.
Yeah, I don't even see that much for Peraza. But point taken, like that would be, that would represent, and underachievement might be harsh, but does anybody expect, you know, Volpe to average 14 and a half home runs in his prime? No way. Not with that opposite field power.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.